Man that's got a disease, blood disease. I hear the Lord saying something about your circulation. The Holy Ghost is saying something about your circulation. It's time to get up, go to the phone and make that call and say yes to the Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your word. Lord, yes to your way. Dial that number, 1-800-280-3414. God bless you. Amen. Until tomorrow. Don't forget you can keep dialing for the next 27 minutes. God bless you. God knows I love you. And I love you with everything in me. Call the number, 1-800-280-3414. God bless you. I love you with my heart.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their homes, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard here in Georgia and Florida. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Asking you, my friends, not to give up. Get your pencil and paper ready. Write down the mailing address. Telephone number here in Atlanta. If you have situations on that job or at home, if you just have plain old bad luck, your loved one has gone astray, if you have a sickness in your body, write down that telephone number, my friend. No matter what that problem is, God can be there with you when you come in, when you go out. Whether you have pain in your body, whether it's a sickness that's natural or unnatural, I'm going to be here with you, my friend. Whether you right now have problems with swelling and pain in your body or growing hair on your head or your nature's gone on vacation, you that have that court case that's pending, you, my friends, that have those enemies and those backbiters throwing stumbling blocks right there in front of you, and you're saying there has to be a way out of no way.
Your daughter to me about how long ago?
Before Christmas. I need that.
About around Christmas?
Before Christmas. I need that. She wait for
don't
the
call her. Huh?
She wait for the city to drive garbage truck.
And she was on drugs?
Her old man.
Her old man was on drugs. And how's he doing now?
He's off.
He's off drugs. And he's still taking the tea?
He don't use it anymore.
Oh, so he just took it for a while to get off and he's all right now.
Well, to get off, and he's all right. I thought you put him right on
his sleep. Uh-huh. And you say she told a girlfriend of hers what to take about them drugs, too.
Uh-huh.
How's she doing?
He's all right, but the old man, I don't think he really wanted to come off of it.
Oh.
But if you really want to come off of it, the key is the secret.
Well, tell me something. Can I record this? Uh-huh. You said, now, I don't want to get no false testimony now. All right, so now what would you say if anybody else had a problem with drugs?
Come see Reverend Gregory and get the tea secret.
Get the tea secret. And you know, they're talking about all that other stuff that they want to put you on rehabilitation. If a person wants to get off, I give them something to drink.
Give them something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Calm them down, relax the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Just do something to the thoughts. You know, they don't have that craving for those drugs.
Right. And they don't go crazy either. You notice how when people are on those drugs or even trying to get off, or after they get off, they seem like they go to Nutsville.
Yeah, but if they drink that tea, they won't be able to work all night because it'll put them right to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So they can calm down those nerves.
Yeah. Calm down.
Oh, Jesus.
They ain't like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't going to tell you no story now. God bless your dear soul. I'm going to use this testimonial for as long as I can.
My friends, you know that God has helped us with those that had court cases. You know that God has been with us when those had fussing and fighting in their home. One man said in the past that he wouldn't even go home. There was so much hell raising in that house. I'll show you, friend. Some right now, my friends, are trying to hold on to what they've acquired throughout life without losing any more than they've already lost. I've known that many that have come to us had all types of physical problems. You know, my friends, we here carry herbal remedies and teas, all kind of special herbal baths, and my friends, to help with that arthritis, that gout, that pain in that body, to help with that diabetes, to help with growing hair on your head, to help with that nature that seems not to come back and is always on vacation. We put many a situations around so that you can sprinkle around your own home where someone else has been trapping on your property. Some right now say, well, Rev, I need one of them lucky handbags. I need that red bag. I need it to handle this court case. Some say they are looking for that money drawing package or just plain jinx removing because they know that they have problems with those that have evil in their heart, their mind, and their spirit. I'll show you how to protect yourself, my friends, from all kinds of trouble. You know, this time of year, we send out that home dressing package for those that want to dress and pray over their own home and clean and get everything around them to where their home feels just right. Some say, well, Reverend, it seems as if something is coming into my home and is bothering everybody around my house. Oh, my God, I'm not just starting. I've been here a mighty long time. And I'm asking you, friends, that have that situation, not to put it off for tomorrow for what you can do today. I'm here to show you, friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. And all you need, my friends, is just that faith. But right now, I'm going to ask that you join us for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on that job, my friends, we're going to ask that you don't close your eyes, but let's feel the skies for as far as my voice can be heard. With just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on that radio right now, my friends. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hand, my friends. Join us right now. Just 1 minute of silent prayer in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, we're just gonna pray. We're gonna raise our hands real high and wave them through the sky. Coming from a new point of view, just for you to pray. It's two words we want you to say along with us. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Come on, brothers, join in. Let's sing this song together. Here we go now.
Friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be have a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony about a woman. Here's another testimony about a gentleman, young gentleman, that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now. Reverend Gregory. Now here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Oh my God. Now that telephone number, my friends, is area code 404-212-2444. That mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box. 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. When you're right, put that prayer request down and remember to put your return address and your name and your telephone number in that letter so we can get back with you. My friends, I'm going to ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, when you're shaking someone else's hand or when you're heading on out to handle your business. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste, friends. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone, after it's out of your reach, after it's down the road, is something else to chase it back down, friends. Oh, my God. Telephone number, my friends, write it down. That's 1-404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Remember, this time of year, my friends, we send that home dressing package across the country, and I'm going to show you that God is yet alive. That book of Genesis and Revelations is yet with us. If you have that faith, and the Spirit will be with you when you go yay or back. Oh, good God. Telephone number, once again, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. Whether you have problem with witchcraft or war with your neighbors, whether you have problem with protection from evil, good God, you write that telephone number down. Some say, I just need financial help or success on that job and in that business. Friends, I'm going to be here with you. If I cannot help you through the power of God, I sure enough to God will not harm you. But I will ask, my friends, that you pray over everything that you do. And don't give up, my friend. Don't you dare give up. Oh, my God. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta. Telephone number, my friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you dial me right back. If I cannot help you through the power of God, I sure enough to God will not harm you. That's 404-212-2444. May God bless you. May God keep you until we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory.
KAYT 88.1 FM. We've got the best in classic gospel, contemporary, traditional, quartet, and hip-hop. Whatever you like, we got your flavor starting at 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, 11 hours per day. KAYT. KAYT 88.1 FM.
When I look back over my life, I can say that.
Say it again.
You've been better to me than I've been to myself.
Ooh, Gentlemen, Jamie the Jam. Come on.
In the back, clap your hands. In the front, clap your hands. In the back, just clap your hands. In the front, clap your hands.
Looking for a beautiful place to live at an affordable cost? Well, look no further. If you are 62 years of age or older with an income of $18,350 or less, then St. Matthew Apartments is the place for you. For more information, contact us at 318-442-0187. That's 318-442-0187. A place designed for senior living.
St. Matthew's Baptist Church, another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT.
Winfield Funeral Homes has served Central Louisiana for over 85 years. I am Alan Dave, president of Winfield Funeral Homes of Louisiana. In 1932, the late Dr. Ben D. Johnson started Winfield Funeral Homes of Louisiana. As president of Winfield Funeral Homes, I am dedicated to continuing Dr. Johnson's legacy of superior services to all families within the communities we serve, including Alexandria, Shreveport, and Baton Rouge. Our funeral homes are locally operated by licensed funeral directors, embalmers, and restorative artists. This is an important distinction for Winfield Funeral Homes as it gives you the peace of mind that your loved ones are being cared by fully licensed and trained professionals. Because we care, our funeral homes has been renovated, including new vehicles at all locations. When the need arises, you can count on Winfield Funeral Homes. You may prearrange your funeral services at Winfield Funeral Homes. Affordable monthly payment plans are available, and we accept other funeral home pre-need policies. Our website is www.winfieldfuneralhomes.com. When you desire the best, there's only one choice, Winfield Funeral Home, because we care.
Winfield Funeral Home is a proud underwriting sponsor of 88.1 KAYT.
Announcing Revival 2017. Revival begins with you. Featuring Pastor Richard Logan Sr. of the Elizabeth Full Gospel Baptist Church of Coshatta, Louisiana. Revival at the new Scott Ollie Baptist Church the week of Monday, June 5th through Friday, June 9th at 6 p.m. each night. The new Scott Ollie Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road, with Pastor Lionel Smith. Featuring Pastor Richard Logan Sr. of the Elizabeth Full Gospel Baptist Church of Coshatta. Revival June 5th through 9th at 6 p.m. each night at the new Scott Ollie Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road. Come join us. The new Scott Ollie Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, He did.
Oh, yes, He did.
Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, He did.
Oh, yes,
you know what He did?
Did.
Pick me up, oh, turn me around, place my feet on.
Jesus came and He rocked your soul. all cry. Come on, whoa, let me hear you. Whoa. Oh, come on, that disturbs the atmosphere when you said, come on, whoa. All right.
The devil.